different adventure, The Strong and the Weak. The scene is Cactus City's best and only hotel. At the moment, we find the foreman of the B-Bar-B, Tex Mason, slowly walking down the hall past molding wallpaper, warped, dark-stained doors, until finally he stops before one of them, squints a moment at the faded gilt numbers on it, and then knocks.
Yes?
I'm Tex Mason. I'm supposed to meet a man named Jeff Atkins here.
Oh, well, come right in, Mason. Have a seat, won't you? I am Jeff Atkins, and I believe you already know Bertie Jensen here.
Hi, Tex. Glad to see you.
What are you doing here, Bertie?
Well, that is...
I sent for him, Mr. Mason, just as I did for you.
I see. Just why did you want to see us? Your note didn't explain. It just said it was important I come.
And so it was. Well, I better start at the beginning. You remember Jake Schwartz?
Oh, you mean that crazy old miner who's always bumming dough around here?
Well, Jake was my uncle.
Huh? Oh, well, looky, I didn't mean nothing. Honest, I...
All right. I know my uncle was peculiar.
Was?
He's dead, Mr. Mason. Died about 2 months ago.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Anyhow, the reason that I sent for you two was that I understand you each lent him some money before he died.
We helped grub stake him, if that's what you mean.
That's it. And in return, he gave each of you a third in the mine he was going to work. Another of his pipe dreams, of course, but...
Oh, then the mine didn't pay off?
No, no, of course not, but the mine has no interest to me. What I'm interested in is paying back the money you loaned.
Oh, hey, you are? Well, gee, that's sure nice.
Nonsense. The least I can do for him.
And just what do you want in return, Mr. Atkins?
Hmm? What? Not a thing. Of course, you'll have to give up your shares in this worthless mine, but...
Well, sure. We ain't miners anyway. Are we, sir?
No, but we're not fools, either.
What do you mean, Mason?
I mean, it seems awfully strange that you'd come all the way out here to pay off a small debt like that. Particularly when you didn't do a thing to help your uncle when he was alive.
Now, see here, Mason. What are you getting at?
Well, yeah, Tex. What do you mean?
Just that I always begin to wonder when facts don't add up. Tell me, Mr. Atkins, it couldn't be that mine is really valuable, could it?
Why, of course not.
It couldn't be that you're old Jake's only heir and that you want the mine all to yourself.
You mean he's trying to cheat us, Tex?
Well, Atkins...
You think you're smart, don't you, Mason?
Smart enough to smell a fish, particularly when it's a rotten one.
All right, then, have it your own way. I tried to be nice to you. Now I'll have to try a different tack. But I'm going to get that mine.
I see. Then I was right.
Never mind that. Just name your price. Because you are going to sell me that mine.
Are we? I don't think so. At least not until we've had the time to do some checking on its value.
If I give you the time.
Meaning?
Figure it out for yourself. You're smart. But get this. I want that mine, and I'm going to get it. And no corn-fed cowpokes are going to stand in my way. Think that over, smart guy. Yes, sir. Think that over real well. Before it's too late.
Hey, wait up. You can't just go off like this. Tell me, you really think that thing is fine to see it? You think he's trying to buy our shares in that mine because it's valuable?
That's what I'm betting on, Bertie. Jeff Atkins isn't the sort to do anything out of the goodness of his heart.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Only, well, what are we going to do now?
You don't have to do anything. I'll check on the mine, find out whether it's worth anything or not.
Yeah, but what about Atkins?
No, what about him?
Well, he's a tough guy. You can see that just from looking at him. By the way he's talking, he might try to force us to sell out our shares.
He might try, but that doesn't mean he'll succeed.
No, but there's no telling what he's liable to do. He's dangerous, Tex. I know he is, and I'm...
Afraid?
Look, Tex, you started this, and it's up to you to protect me. You got to see that he don't get to hurt me.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
No, Tex, you got it. If you don't, I'll sell him my share in the mine. That's what I'll do.
But you can't. That'd give him controlling interest.
I'll do it if you don't protect me. It's better than getting killed.
But nobody's out to kill you. He wouldn't dare.
I ain't taking no chances. Now, how about it, Tex? Are you going to protect me? Or am I going to give him my share in the mine?
All right, Bertie, go on home. I'll send one of the boys over to see that no one hurts you.
Who is it?
Who in tarnation do you think it is? Me, Windy Wales. Now open up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is anything wrong?
No, there ain't nothing wrong. I just wanted to let you know that I relieved Irish.
Well, come on in, won't you, Windy?
Nope, I think I'll just stay outside.
I was sort of hoping that you'd come in here with me. I'm kind of scared in here all alone.
It figures.
And I thought maybe you wouldn't mind talking to me for a while.
Well, I'm sorry, but that... You want me to talk?
If you wouldn't mind.
Mind? Doggone, I can't remember when anybody wanted me to talk. Sure, I'll come in.
Oh, good. Here, just let me lock the door again. Here.
That's quite a lock you got there. What in the heck are you scared of?
I'm not scared of anything. I mean... Oh, never mind. Could you just sit down, Windy? Now, sit down and...
Oh, my gosh! Somebody's shooting at us. Quick, Bertie. Douse that light.
That bullet just missed me.
I said, douse that light. Oh, the heck was it? I'll do it myself. Now, let me get at that window and see if I can spot anyone. Don't go to get out of my way, Bertie. Can't see a blasted thing outside.
What'll we do, Windy? He's trying to kill me.
No, he ain't. If he'd really meant to kill you, he'd have done it. No, I think he's just trying to scare us. Only when I get my hands on him, I'll do more than just scare.
Wait, Windy. You're not going to leave me. You're not going outside.
Can you think of any other way to catch him? Now, you just sit down.
No, Windy, you can't leave me alone. Please, you can't.
I said sit down. That's better. Now, stay there while I'm gone and try, even if you ain't, at least try to pretend that you're a man.
Is that you? Oh, if I didn't come back. Leave me alone here and no one to protect me. No, wait. The phone. The phone. Operator, quick. Get me to B-Bar B Ranch. And hurry, operator, hurry. You've got to come. You've got to.
Barbie Ranch, Tex Mason talking.
Tex, this is Bertie Jensen. You got to come over right away. You just got to, Tex.
All right, now take it easy, Bertie. What's wrong?
Someone's trying to kill me. That's what's wrong. Someone shot at me, and now I'm here all alone.
Alone? Where's Windy?
He went out to try to find the man that shot at me, and he hasn't come back, and... No, wait a minute, Tex. I think he's coming back now. Windy, is that you? Answer me, Windy. Is that...
No, Bertie. It's not Windy.
You...
Who is it, Bertie?
Put the phone down, Bertie.
No, I...
Put it down! That's right, Bertie. Now we can talk.
Put the gun down, Atkins. Please, you can't shoot me.
Can't I?
No, you'll be caught. The fella I thought you was, Windy Wales, he's right outside.
I know he is. He's outside. But he's unconscious. Uh-huh. And I can't understand it. All I did was stab it with his gun, but I guess it's better. Now we won't be interrupted, will we?
Please, you can't shoot me. You can't kill me.
Did I say I was going to kill you? No, I just want to have a nice, quiet talk with you. And to show you something.
Show me something?
What? This. Read it over, Bertie. I think you'll find it interesting. I had it drawn up by a lawyer in town this afternoon.
What? Why, it's a deed of sale. It says I'm selling you my share in the mine for the money I gave your uncle.
Uh-huh. I told you I was going to get that mine. Well, are you ready to sign it?
No.
No?
If I do, you'll kill me.
Once I sign it, you have what you want. You'll kill me. I know you will.
Well, what do you think I'll do if you don't sign?
You haven't much of a choice, have you?
Sign it.
No, no, you'll kill me. You'll...
Sign it!
Please, please, oh, won't you?
Sign that deed of sale or so help me out.
All right. There, only don't kill me. Please don't kill me.
I wouldn't waste a bullet. Besides, you won't try to stop me, will you?
Will you?
No. Take the mine. I won't say anything. Just let me live. I won't say anything.
No, you won't. Because you know what'll happen if you do, don't you? Yes, you know. Now that you've learned your lesson, I've just one more obstacle to handle. Now for Tex Mason.
Oh, over. Bertie, where are you? Can you... Atkins.
We meet again, Mason.
So, it was you. Bertie, what you been doing to you? Are you all right?
Well, sure, Tex, I'm fine.
He hasn't tried to hurt you?
As if I'd do such a thing. Why, Bertie and I are good friends. We understand each other now, don't we, Bertie?
Don't we?
Yeah. Sure, Mr. Atkins. Sure.
In fact, Mason, we understand each other so well that we've been able to come to terms. Bertie has just sold me his share in the mine my uncle left.
Bertie, you didn't.
Well, Tex, I...
He did, Mason. Which means that now you're the only one I have left to deal with. Now tell me, are you ready to sign over your share?
What do you think?
Still being stubborn, huh?
You might call it that. But in any event, I'm not selling. Not under any condition.
You think so? Strange, that's what Bertie thought. But somehow I managed to change his mind.
You mean you frightened him into it? Well, that might have worked on Bertie, but it won't work on me. I don't scare easily, Atkins.
No? Well, maybe not. But I'll tell you something, Mason. I have found out that men who don't scare as easily as others can die just as easily.
A threat?
Call it an illustration.
All right, then, Atkins, let me give you an illustration. See that empty bottle on the window there?
I see it.
All right. Now you see it. Now you don't. Get the point?
Uh-huh. So you're a good shot when you're fighting an empty bottle. But what about when you come up against a man?
Try me and find out. That's about it, boys, except that when I was leaving, I stumbled across Wendy lying on the ground outside.
Unconscious as usual, Lady
Now,
Thor.
Cut that out, Irish. How was I to know that Jeff would sneak up behind me and slug me? Doggone, it's bad enough to have my dignity upset this way without you making no cracks.
Well, golly, Tex, can't something be done about Atkins? Can't he be arrested?
Well, I don't see how, son. We've nothing against him.
What do you mean, nothing against him? I got a buff on my head that looks like I'm wearing a derby.
Yes, but you admit you didn't see who hit you. There's no more evidence to prove he did than we have that he forced Bertie into signing over his share of the mine.
But, golly, we can't just give up.
Oh, we're not giving up, son. I'll keep fighting until I get the evidence I need, but... Uh-oh. Hold it a second while I see who this is.
That's probably more bad news. We don't seem to get nothing else lately.
Well? Yes? Oh, fine. Read it, will you? Uh-huh.
This is a conversation?
Well, all right. Thanks very much. Bye. Well, that clinches one part of the mystery.
What is it, Tex?
Telegraph company. They had the answer to one of the wires I sent off asking about the mine.
And what is the answer, Tex? Is the mine valuable?
No.
No? Well, doggone, then why all this fuss about it? If a mine ain't worth nothing,
the mine isn't, Wendy, but the land is.
Oh, well, I... Would you pitch that up to me again?
I say the mine isn't valuable, but the land is. You see, according to that telegram, the land on which old Jake started mining is right in the path of a proposed new highway they're building.
That's why Jeff is anxious to get control of it, so he can sell the land to the government at his own price.
So that's it.
He has to control the land completely if he's to sell it, which means that owning Bertie's share doesn't do him a bit of good unless he gets mine, too.
Glory be, then he can't give up till he gets your share.
Right, Irish. And it gives us the answer on what to do.
And what's that, Jeff?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Since we know that we're holding him in checkmate, we don't have to do anything but sit tight. The next move is up to Mr. Jeff Atkins.
Atkins, I tell you, I can't do it. I can't.
And I say you will. Now sit down at that table and write the note that I told you. Go on.
But why can't you leave me alone? I did what you wanted. I signed over my share in the mine, too.
Your share. But I still want Mason. You're going to help me get it. Now, write that note.
I can't.
You will. It's the only way I can get complete control. Mason isn't a coward like you that I can frighten into doing what I want.
Well, hey, now.
Shut up! I say he isn't a coward like you. So I'll have to use a different method.
But to ask me to lead him into a trap so you can kill
him. It's the only way. Once he's dead, I can forge his name on a bill of sale and nobody can prove he didn't sign it.
But that's murder.
I know, and the word frightens you, doesn't it? Well, Bertie, think of this. It isn't a question of whether there'll be a murder or not. The question is, whose murder? His or yours?
No, you can't kill me, Jeff. You can't.
Then write the note as I dictate. Go on. Text Mason. This is to tell you that you were right when you guessed that I was forced
to sign that bill of sale. I was, but if you will meet me tomorrow morning, an hour before dawn, at the old shack in Costco Pass, I will give you all the proof you need against Atkins. Come alone. I'll be waiting. And it's signed Bertie.
Gosh.
Yes, do you really think that note's on the level?
Golly, there's any chance it might be a trap. I say don't go.
Except that it isn't that easy, son. If this note is on the level, and Bertie has the evidence we need against Atkins, I can't afford to pass it up. No, I'll have to go, if only to find out.
But you might be killed.
I tell you what, Jack. Why not go like the note says, but take us with you?
No, the note also says I'm to come alone. You know how timid Bertie is. If he sees us all coming, he might run off.
Oh, but you can't go alone, Tex. If the note's a phony, Atkins is liable to be just waiting there to pick you off.
That's the chance I'm going to have to take.
But, Jack!
No buts about it, boys. If you want to follow about an hour afterwards, all right. But I'm meeting Bertie at the shack alone.
Mason, gee whiz, you scared me coming in like
that. Keep your hands where I can see them, Bertie. Alone?
Oh, sure I'm alone. But what are you acting so screwy about? To put them guns away.
I will, as soon as I'm sure you're alone.
Well, I told you, that there ain't nobody else here.
Oh, I see. All right then, Bertie. Go ahead.
Huh?
You were going to tell me something. You said you had proof against Atkins. Well, what is it?
Oh, well, you see, Mason...
Hold it, Bertie! Why are you edging towards the door like that?
Huh? Why, I wasn't going towards the door.
No?
Well, no, of course not. Why should I?
That's what I'd like to know. All right, Bertie, what are you up to? Come on, answer me.
Well, nothing. Honest, Mason, you're imagining...
Oh, no, Bertie, I know you too well to be fooled. Now, what's going on here? Answer me!
All right, I will. You're trapped, Mason. That's what's up. You're going to be killed.
So it was a trap.
Yeah, and you walked right into it. You think you're so brave and strong and smart... Always laughing behind my back because you think I'm a weakling. Well, maybe I am, Mason. But at least I'm going to live.
And I'm not?
You haven't got a chance. Captain is waiting right outside the shack now with a high-powered rifle. Waiting to put a bullet in you the instant you stick your nose outside the door. You're going to die, Mason. But me, I'm going to live.
You poor, frightened fool.
Huh? What do you mean?
You mean that you led me into this trap? Gave in to Atkins thinking that he'll let you live?
Of course he will. I helped him.
You helped him, but it's not going to help you. Don't you see he has to kill you for the same reason he wants to kill me?
But I did what he wanted. I signed my share of the mine over to him. I helped him trap you.
And to trap yourself. He can't kill us. You live any more than he could let me. We both know too much.
No, you're making that up to scare me.
Am I? Then just try to leave here.
He'll shoot you down like a dog.
No.
Maybe I'm trapped, Bertie, but you are, too.
You're lying.
Maybe I'm going to die, but you are, too, Bertie.
No, no, you're wrong, and I'll prove it. I'll go outside, and you'll see that he won't shoot.
No, Bertie, don't be a fool.
Don't shoot, Atkins. It's me, Bertie. I'm coming out. But don't you... Don't.
All right, Mason. That takes care of Bertie. So come on out. You're next.
Oh, Mason.
Bertie, then he didn't kill you?
Mason, it hurt. You got to get me to a doctor.
Here, let me see how badly you've been hit.
It hurts something awful. Mason, you can't let me die. You got to save me. Get a doctor, Mason. Get a doctor.
How can I with Atkins covering the shack with a rifle?
You got to. I can't die. I'm scared of dying.
Just as you've been scared of living.
Please, Mason. Please.
All right, I'll try. Just one chance as I can save you.
Then take it, Mason. Take it, but save me.
I don't know if even a doctor can do you any good now, but I'll try. Now listen, Bertie, here's what I'm going to do. Our only chance is to get Atkins in here. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to try to do is show myself. Get him to fire at me and then pretend that I'm hit. Then if he'll just come in here to make sure, as I think he will, well, at least we'll have some chance.
Right, do it, Mason. Do it, only hurry. Hurry before...
All right. Just take it easy, Bertie. You just lie still. I'll see what I can do. Atkins, can you hear me?
What about it, Mason? Are you coming out? Or do I have to burn you out of the shack? Well, what's your answer?
Here's my answer.
Okay, and here's yours.
Go!
Mason! Mason! You thought you knew all the answers.
A pretty sight, the two of you laying there. The weakling and the big, brave, strong guy. The strong and the weak. Only I've killed you both.
Not yet, you haven't.
You were playing possum.
Yeah, and it looks like this time the possum's caught the hound.
Not yet, you haven't.
Oh, yes, I have. Oh,
Mason, you got him. You killed him.
No, not killed him. He'll live to pay in court for what he's done.
And me, Mason, will you save me?
I'll get a doctor if that's what you mean. But as to saving you, that depends on whether you've got the courage to fight for once. Tell me, will you even fight to live?
Mason, please.
I wonder. Yes, I really wonder.